Starburns Audio. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of View from the Cheap Seats, where we talk sports, a little bit of comedy. We have a great combo today with our guest, the amazing Adam Ray.
So good, so funny, so talented, can play basketball, played in the...
Duke and Hoop, he played in the NBA
Celebrity All-Star Game in 2019 with our buddy Brad Williams. He was amazing, scored 9 points. We'll talk about that whole story and behind-the-scenes stories about that with him on our Patreon.
But we're going to talk about the Kraken, which is the new hockey team that's coming to Seattle,
his hometown, and how excited he is. As is like a newbie hockey fan, he is very excited about a new franchise coming to town. Talk about that. Talk about the NBA Finals and how great it was, and our thoughts on Antetokounmpo and the idea of the Milwaukee Bucks. It's just incredible that a small market team won, and the excitement of does Phoenix have a chance to make it back there again? We'll sort of explore all that with him.
And then later on the show, we have a conversation with Al Gore. Former Vice President Al Gore.
And we recorded before the finals, as the finals were going on, who was he rooting for? And we'll find out, and I think it won't surprise you that he's not a fan of the Suns.
Okay. But before that, let's get to our top take. Amazingly, another professional athlete
currently playing
has come out as gay, come out of the closet. What a wonderful, amazing public moment. Mm-hmm. Randy and I actually personally believe it's the beginning of a tipping point.
I hope so. And by the way, this isn't like Connor McDavid coming out, you know, or the biggest name, or
no,
Sidney Crosby, but it is someone who is currently playing on the Nashville Predators.
Luke Prokop. The only bad thing about this is that he's a Predator.
Yeah.
You kind of don't want someone to come out as gay and also be identified
predator.
As a Predator.
That's not a good thing.
Even if it's a Nashville Predator hockey player.
But still, it is.
It would have been so much better if he was just a Canadian.
That's right. That would have been maybe open the door even further, but I think this is the beginning of a tipping point because these are current players on the rosters. These aren't guys who used to be in a locker room and are now coming out. We know that there are gay players in professional sports. That there was the defensive end who came out of the closet in professional football for I can't remember who it was for.
I'm not sure.
We'll find it. He was drafted.
So he just came out, and he's going to be playing in the NFL. We know it. We know there are gay players in locker rooms. We know that teams know it. In the locker room, they're aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something, once you get to know players and once you get to know people, there's no way for people to hide it.
Mm-hmm.
They can't share it publicly because it's an issue, unfortunately, with some fans that they aren't able to accept it and support it.
But I think players who are looking for the reason to step out and the reason to actually be themselves and be able to live a life that is true to who they are and not be tortured. It's hard enough to be an athlete.
Yeah.
You're going to have to cover up who you are as a human being.
So if the locker room knows about it and they accept it, these people haven't been run out of the locker room. Fans need to get on board and just accept these dudes for who they are.
By the way,
they're teammates first.
The Predators are behind it, publicly behind it, like on social media. Nashville is behind this guy. We support
They're teammates first when it comes to the team. They're human beings second.
That's right.
And third is whatever it is. I mean, it's their sexual orientation. It's how they identify. It's their political beliefs.
Their religion.
Whatever.
By the way, and that is the thing, Jay, and I can understand this. Like, of course, you know, as a big supporters of gay rights and the rights of people to be whoever they want to be it male, female, non-binary, whatever you are, like, we support you in being the
however purest, you identify yourself,
the purest, truest form of who you are, because that will allow you to be the best person that you can be.
And the happiest and the most authentic version of yourself.
In the truest form. So we support that in every way.
We also support it if people have different religious beliefs than us. We support it if, you know, we support it if you, Tim Tebow, I support his right to believe what he believes.
Of course.
In the world. No one's ever saying, don't say that, don't bring that out. That runs counter to what I believe. But do I believe then he shouldn't be allowed to play in the NFL?
Mm-mm.
And he's back.
He's back.
So there you go.
He's kind of back. So I think
I think four or five more people to come out, and then I think a lot
across all sports.
Across all sports. And if there's one bigger player, one sort of more high level,
we always said like a Ray Lewis type guy came out.
A person where it's harder to sort of reconcile that his our on-field persona with this lifestyle, if it causes people to be maybe a little confused about their opinions about it, I think
that will shake it up even further.
And will allow even more people to come forward and for it to just all be out in the open, which is what people
want. But the message is that the message that this guy, the NHL player and the NFL player gave on social media and the way they spoke about it to me was so beautiful in the way, in terms of how it opened the door for people who may be in their lives feeling like I can't share who I am with the people that I'm closest with. It, to me, these are pioneering moves. And I think with combined with social media and something that can then get passed around is an extraordinarily positive thing. And in those moments, I say, you know what? For all those people who hate sports, this may be the thing that opens it up to society even more.
That's right. So there you go. Let's take a break. On the other side of the break, we'll talk to Adam Ray. Very excited for this conversation. It's a lot of fun. Don't go anywhere. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. So psyched to have this gentleman with us. Love his podcasting, love his stand-up and stuff that he's been putting online.
Just an incredible follow on Instagram. So good. I love it so much. And you know why? You know why, Adam Ray?
Because Randy and I were just talking about this today, about why it is
fun. Because it demonstrates all the things you do, which you're so talented in so many ways. You can do characters and you illustrate those and highlight those. And the work you put in to make your character stuff funny and like the face changing and all the stuff that you do. But it's not just, hey, I do a good impression, because that exists on TikTok and whatnot out in the world. It's like a well thought out and well constructed bit all the way through. And that comes from your stand up, which you post a lot of great stand up on there, which remarkably is,
it's a lot of crowd work and
it's
like
a lot of crowd work.
It's expendable, disposable stuff.
Totally. And I actually got into a, first of all, appreciate all the nice words. You guys are the only people.
Adam Ray comedy on both, right?
Yes, exactly. The only people that have sent more nice things are my mom's friends from Temple.
Great. I love them.
Who still ask to this day, what does Sandra Bullock smell like?
What does she smell like?
Cookies.
Yep, exactly.
You know what she smells like? The Blind Side. Folks. And we're back.
Smells like a bird box.
There's a certain amount of like people that look at crowd work and go, oh, that's lazy for not doing jokes. But what I always say when people, there's a buddy of mine who was like, you know, I'm putting that up. And I'm like, well, just like you said, it's expendable. And I'm like, you're only looking at that one clip thinking that's what the show is. It's like,
no.
That's coming out of a hour and 10, 15 minute show where there's at least 50 to 55 minutes of jokes.
Right.
And the crowd work is all peppered in, because for me, one of the first sets I saw was Patrice O'Neill at the Punchline. And I saw him brilliantly do 2 hours plus of material and crowd work. And I was just like, that looks like the best. That was the most fun to enjoy. And he seamlessly went from one to the other and then strung together all the crowd work things at the end.
Amazing.
And I was like, whoa.
Incredible.
Not that I like aim to like, you know, follow in those footsteps, but
to die young.
But I mean, who knows? I hope to get to 50. You never know.
You really don't.
With the way you live and the fact that you used to be fat, you know,
it's
fat.
A constant
quick
struggle.
Fat.
I mean, even
you probably have youth diabetes like coursing through your veins.
Can you get those?
No. Coursing through your veins. It's probably
I don't
still
think you can get them back. You definitely had them. I saw videos of you playing basketball when you were 12.
Yeah.
You had it.
It's the greatest thing I've ever seen.
How do you even curb that for kids now? Because one of my nieces is getting kind of bigger, and I'm like,
you don't say anything.
She's going to go through a growth spurt. No, you don't, right?
Don't say anything.
That's what my mom said. She goes, that's why I allowed you to get as big as you were. I was like, when I was borrowing your bras, that should have been a sign to be like, maybe this guy should get on a treadmill. But she's like, my dad,
or
my
quit
grandpa,
stretching out my shit.
Yeah. I had this new joke I did that gets all these, you know, when you do a new bit and it just gets mostly odds, but some laughs, but you go,
I still like it.
Like, I'm going to keep doing it.
Yes.
My sister was adopted, and I, in this bit, I go, you know, because we reconnected over quarantine and talk about strength in relationships, and I go, you know, we used to fight all the time. Typical sibling rivalry, you know, where it was like, you know, she would, you know, throw my Ninja Turtle in the toilet. You know, I would lock her in the garage. She'd break out. I'd fart in a cup, make her smell it. She'd throw a high heel shoe at my back. I'd hit the ground, pretend to be paralyzed. She'd make fun of me for being fat and having bigger tits than our mom. I'd be like, "You mean my mom? She's adopted."
Yeah, yeah.
And that gets like, oh, because it's like, don't talk.
I love that.
And then I have to go into how I want to adopt a kid just to kind of like soften the blow, which is true.
Maybe you should do that first,
just so you can tell the joke.
I want to adopt that a kid commitment. Just so the joke
so that
works
that joke
better.
Will work better with you, and you don't say, "Oh, get the fuck out of here, you."
Hey,
guys,
I adopted a kid. I know what it's like to.
I'm allowed to make.
Hey,
that
I
joke.
Adopted a kid. I know what it's like to kind of love someone.
That's
hey,
so
I adopted
funny.
A kid. I know what it's like to 75% love something.
Dude, there's the bit. There's
add that on the end. Say, that's... I'm going, if you keep awing, I'm actually going to adopt a kid so that you can't do that at the end of that joke. And at
so
the
then
end,
when
it's done, I'm going to say, hey, I adopted a kid just so I could know what it's like to love something 75%.
How do you guys even deal with that now? Do you get almost upset at audiences?
Well, Jay's adopted. I don't know if you know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. Randy was a product of our parents, and I came
Jay's
from
adopted.
Another family.
I know that you're joking, but I'm so goddamn gullible
second,
that I'm telling you,
for
dude.
For a second, there was a moment.
I came from a Nigerian
where...
orphanage.
Okay, well, now I know you're full of shit.
No, but so how do we deal with the ooze and like so
coming out of a pandemic, because I feel like there's... For me, I'm like, God, like we serve, like you should have a little bit more of a letting the guard down mentality because of what we went through.
I mean, we don't get mad at audiences. Sometimes we'll be like, really, really, that was what got you. Yeah, you weren't moved by the eight other things that we said before that. But you know, it's like there's no room to even get mad at anymore.
Yeah. We just move on. We're like, let's move on to this thing. But nonetheless, I say this to all of our fans who are listening and whatnot. A tremendous follow, Adam Ray Comedy.
Oh,
please check him out. And
you
were amazing on Hacks.
Oh,
you were
thanks,
so
buddy.
Good. I just finally watched it. I saw the clip on your thing, but I finally watched the whole episode.
Great episode, right? Turning point in the
so
season.
So good. And you so got good. And you played a horrible person, which
the opposite of who you
opposite
are.
Opposite of who you are as a human being. I mean, the other reason and the reason why you're on this show is that you are a sports fan like we are. You've played in the NBA celebrity
basketball game, which was insane. We'll talk about that on our Patreon. Patreon fans will hear stories about that from that. But you are a true, as we are St. Louis fans with all things St. Louis, you're a Seattle fan through and through.
I mean,
it still hurts you that the Sonics aren't there. Like, it still
hurts.
Still hurts a little bit.
It made the NBA tough to watch for a little bit.
Definitely not going to root for OKC.
No joke. Basketball is, right now, I think... It's always been my favorite sport, but once the Seahawks got real good, and baseball with the Mariners was always great, which, by the way, I have to remind myself, with baseball, you know, I got to throw out a first pitch 2 years ago, and now I'm pitching them to try to get me to let me sing the national anthem.
Oh, my
God. But they're like, so you have to send a tape, because I have gotten to know the people that make these choices, okay?
By the way, it is not an easy song, and I hearken you to go back and watch Carl Lewis do it, because...
Oh, I've watched it many times.
So, like, there's a point in the song that you're like, I'll get you back. But, like, it is hard. Can you do it? Do you think you can do it?
I have to go, because I've seen other comedians do it, and it's like Adam Devine did a...
He's
for the Dodgers, but he can carry a tune, but he still was doing... Totally, and he was still doing a kind of comedic, like...
Version of
goofy
it.
Goofy face version of it, but so I don't know if I need to try to sing it.
He's like, I got this. Listen to how confident he is. He's
even that.
This is Adam Devine. I'm kidding. This is Carla. Okay, here it goes, and this is where it gets up. No, he's fine right here. He's like, I got this. I'm so happy I wore a cranberry suit. I feel great. Jack. Okay.
My wife is wrong.
He's starting to lose it.
Starting to lose a little bit.
Getting a little dicey.
You know, like, this is where it, and this is the point at which
I hear his voice. He starts to break.
Uh-oh.
Nope.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Is right. He said uh-oh?
Yeah. He said uh-oh. Trying to get through it so fast right here. Here he is.
Sweating. I'll get you back.
Oh. Put a little something extra on it.
I'll make up for it now.
He's talking through it.
I'll make up for it now. Now, do you think he's going
to
go up at the end?
Gosh,
what do you think? You think he goes up at
double
the end?
Down.
You think so? So he's like, I can do that.
He's going to crack again.
Can't. Nope. Everyone's like, he couldn't do it. He's like shaking his head. He's like,
can't start flirting around with stuff here.
By the way,
my God,
the fact that he got through it and talked through it—that's almost like a comedian acknowledging
talking
if a bit
bombs.
You got
guys, players with their shirts over their
over their faces.
Well, see, that's now. What would you rather,
Adam,
have?
If that happened when Fergie was doing like the jazzy version of it, like at the NBA,
I mean, that was just like Popeye-esque.
That was like
I thought she was going to open a can of spinach and go.
That was unbelievable.
Would you guys ever want to do something like that?
I would never sing the national anthem.
You guys crushed a goddamn comedy jam, a duo together would be special.
Oh my God. Man. There's no way.
We
have thrown out the first pitch at a Cardinals game, and Randy, our joke was that he threw it so far left that he brushed back Rachel Maddow.
Thank you.
There was an 89-year-old guy photographed the event, and he just basically was standing on that side, and I threw it and nailed him in the shin, and I felt so bad. I mean, you know, old people's bones are brittle.
Dude, they're soft.
So I was like, this guy's never going to be able to walk again. It's my fault. I put a contusion on this guy's shin.
I threw a curveball and it sunk it right in.
All right,
dropped
enough.
It right
if you're, if you're that old of a guy, though, a contusion's coming your way at some point. So
you've earned it.
Exactly.
You've earned So Seattle, through and through.
The Mariners pumped it. They almost left to Tampa Bay in 95. So anytime we've even had a bad season, I'm always just like, dude, thank God we still got baseball. Now we're competitive. So
yeah, dude, I was really excited to see, okay, they're a couple games back. And certainly that Western Division is very interesting with Oakland and with Houston. So I really love that the Mariners are like back in the thick of
they're
it.
They're in the mix.
They're in the
because
mix.
Because baseball up there is just, I think that park is so beautiful.
Yeah.
Everything up there, the fans up there are like, it's one of the best organizations with the most success without a World Series.
I think we now have the longest playoff drought in all of professional sports since 2001. I think it's that we haven't been in the postseason or maybe even won a champion. We're the only team that hasn't won a championship. Once the Nationals grabbed one, and then even the Royals, it was just like.
But it's about, it's not like that you didn't have big personalities and really
how great did you want to be as a sports fan? Did you have a time that you got to experience, whether it was like, you know, growing up and as an adult,
and so did you get to enjoy Ken Griffey Jr., probably one of the greatest players of all time?
Yes.
The guy who allegedly didn't do any steroids. So. There's no way he got hurt way too
much. But if you say that Griffey did steroids.
I don't think he got hurt so much that you're like, you're not on anything right now.
If you were
now.
On steroids, he would have healed way quicker.
I always look at Griff and I'm like, oh, you're what Barry Bonds would have been if he didn't do steroids.
1,000%.
Like, he would have been
chunky. Like, that's what happens when you.
Did you see him at the most latest, I was he looks so old.
He looked old, and it was like Kemp on the Kraken stage. Like, first of all, get him a shirt that fits, dude. That's my
Kemp
guy.
On the Kraken
you
stage.
You can't fuck like that.
The Kraken is the new hockey team. Yeah. They just had the expansion draft, which is really exciting. They let an octopus make the first pick.
I love
you
that.
Saw that. They just not.
It's from my octopus teacher.
That's from my. It was the same octopus teacher.
Yeah.
It was called my octopus picker.
To comment on our fan base, like, that's why the Sounders and soccer did well. Once the Sonics left, it definitely opened, I think, the state up to being like, oh, how diehard are we for all athletics? Even the Storm get a good turnout and have held down the court with championships, but like.
Are they going to play at Key Arena? Is that where they're going to play?
So it's now called Climate Pledge Arena.
Right. Nice.
I'm not sure what that means.
Great. It's underground, so I know they're trying to.
The arena's going to be unbelievable. And think about what's the newest arena that we've had other than, Vegas in the last 5 to 10 years?
That's right.
Any new arena is very cool. Like, it's going to attract. I've already looked at the schedule, the amount of concerts they got booked up. But
the
hockey
is good. First of all, I love the name. Like, normally.
You do.
Yeah, I don't like.
Because you guys are the hockey fans, so I want to hear from your perspective.
I think the name is incredible.
Right.
First of all,
look at the logo. There's the hat.
That's right. Yeah. The hat's incredible. I think the name is fascinating. It's not a weather thing, which I think we can't even joke about. Whether, like, the Carolina Hurricanes, like, who wants to root for Hurricanes?
No,
nobody. They destroy people's lives. It's terrible. It's like, we're going to call them the Seattle Flash Floods? No, we're not going to do that. I actually think it's Seattle Precipitation.
Yeah.
So we said.
Precipitation. All right. Well, that's a bad example because that's a great name.
The WNBA team should have been called the Seattle Freeze because, and people say this about Seattle, and you maybe know this, that
it's hard if you're not from
Seattle
to
make friends.
Yes.
It's hard to break in friends group.
Yes.
People freeze you out.
Yeah.
So the Seattle
call it the Seattle Freeze.
Great.
They're not paying attention to me on defense. Well, they're giving you the freeze. That's what Seattle.
You got to get to know them better.
You got to get to know them. And you got to maybe
ask them questions about their lives.
Yeah, don't all talk about your own stuff.
Have they ever named a sports team after just like a previous legend that kind of you know, put the state on the map.
I think if Portland got a baseball team, it should be called the Portland Hipsters.
That's what I'm saying. What if they went with like, you know, like what if Jay Buhner was even bigger in Seattle?
San Francisco
than he is?
Buhners.
That's what I'm saying. Or no, but for Seattle, like for the hockey team, like if it instead of the Kraken, it was the Buhners.
So there is in Pike's Market, there is a right next to the original Starbucks. There is a Russian bakery.
Oh yeah,
Piroshki. The Seattle pierogies.
Or the Seattle pierogies.
The pierogies. Maybe that's what the fans dress up as. There's like a whole section behind the glass of just guys dressed like giant pierogies.
Or when someone scores a hat trick, they just throw pierogies
on the ice.
These are great ideas. I need to hit up the market.
Just a whole bunch of coffee beans on the ice.
They already nicknaming, I think, the Climate Pledge like the Crack House. And the fans, the crackheads.
This is great.
This is fun.
It's fun.
That's fun.
You tell me with hockey. You can't say
crackheads. There's no way that
you can't call the fans.
The politically correct culture of this day will call themselves crackheads. And if they do, they will get like roasted terribly.
Right.
But I do think the Crack House, I actually think that's a bad idea too. But I think it's great. You can do it unofficially.
Yes.
But they are not going to sign on.
Like, I don't think so.
But I love the name The Kraken.
But people dressing up like crackheads, like,
going to be a problem. I also think it's not icy up in Seattle. It never gets, like, so bad.
It's not East Coast rain. No. Like, we get drizzly.
The best thing we ever heard.
Overcast.
The best thing I ever heard about why people drive so slowly and horribly in Seattle was someone said to us, they said, it was too sunny out.
Hilarious.
Too clear. I didn't know what to do. Like, so you had too much vision through your
sorry,
windshield.
It wasn't
a dense fog I was driving through. I couldn't put my fog lights on, and so it was
I didn't know how to grasp all these things in my purview.
I did love seeing such a panoramic view of the road, and I just got distracted.
Right.
Was the thing? It wasn't like the big dig, but
it was
like
the big
drill. The drill, like. There was like
they're going to drill a tunnel underneath something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was
in Seattle.
Well, they're doing a monorail or a subway system now, or an above ground. Is that a monorail? I guess it's what it is.
Yeah, it's above ground elevated train or something like
that. They apparently back in the World's Fair, I think when the World's Fair was going to happen in Seattle in 70 or 69 maybe.
When they made the Space Needle.
Yes, which is what they made it for. I guess whoever was building these subway systems came to Seattle and was like. It was between us and Chicago, and the people who were in charge of Seattle was like, nah, it's not going to become this metropolis of a place to live, so it's a hard pass. And, I mean, we are just regretting that.
Yeah, because so many people live there, and it is like a beautiful, awesome city. It's like the coolest city ever, and it deserves a public transit system.
It deserves a public transit system. It deserves a basketball team, and the hockey team is one step closer to that. That's what the arena – that's what I'm truly fired up about.
Because the arena will be something you can say, all right, now let's go
That's why the team left. That's what the NBA was like. Dude, you need to upgrade Key Arena. And this new arena, I mean, for hockey – you know, it looks like it's going to be dope. And what I love is that the tickets sold out very quick.
Of course.
Yes. I also love that I've always been a casual hockey fan.
Right.
And the games I've watched on TV, like the last one I remember that was truly amazing was the USA-Canada Olympic final. Was it maybe 5 years ago?
Yeah. 2014.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I remember that being just...
Sidney Crosby scored the final
unbelievable.
Goal. It's like the greatest thing
It was,
ever.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
Because again, being a casual fan, I was like, this feels pretty... electric right now.
First of all, hockey is the most fun thing to watch live. Like, so
been
the
four
fans,
times live cannot replace
it's unreal. It's amazing, and I highly recommend trying to get a seat behind the goal so you can watch all the plays develop.
And you can sit high up, too.
Sit high up, and you can kind of watch all the plays develop, and it's just super cool to kind of watch defenses get set and offensive start out of their own zone. And it's just... It is like a beautiful and violent sport all in one.
Totally.
It's like
and fast. Oh, is it
it's
so fast?
So
yeah, the graceful skating and then just elbows to the dick like out of nowhere. Or sticks to the dick, right?
Sticks to the dick.
Can you do
elbows
that?
Elbows to the dick, sticks to the dick.
Where is the range of like where is there a
You can't do that. But like what other sport do they just allow you to start fighting?
They're like let them fight and like, then when they get to the ground we'll break it up.
Right. Yeah, when do refs are they required to intervene?
I think when they get to the ground and they feel like
you
they
have to take a parental approach. Like imagine your adopted sister threw the
high
and your mom watched until both of you had fought so hard that you were like
tired.
Breathing hard on the ground. They're like, and then your mom's like,
okay, let's separate.
This is the mentality. You have to take a parental mentality.
So like a blade to the neck if a player's like, I'm going to do it.
I'm going to do it. Then you break them up. Then you break them up. Yeah. That'll never happen.
I can't wait for all things that hockey brings, especially, again, mullets, a new sport.
Mullets.
Mullets, yeah.
A lot of drinking.
Mm-hmm. Day drinking.
And by the way, it's different than the Seattle Sounders, which I give Seattle a ton of credit for, like, building this great hockey, building this great soccer rivalry with Portland. It's so good.
There's going to be a great, hopefully, if the Kraken can start off the way Las Vegas did, the Golden Knights did. I mean, they came into the league a couple years ago, and they've already been to the Stanley Cup
They've been in the Final Four like three times, right, which is amazing. So can you imagine if you have like a good team that is actually really good?
Out of the gates, there will be a Vancouver-Seattle rivalry.
How great would that be?
Right?
Dude, that would be the way. So again, I love regional rivalries. Mm. Again, this is why the Portland Timbers and the Seattle Sounders is so fascinating because Portland's like, we're a better city than you.
And we're cooler than you, Seattle. You're so corporate, Seattle. You don't understand. We're the original.
You don't understand.
We're the real deal.
We have better food trucks than you. It boils down to like the small. Right? They do.
Yeah,
they actually do. I know.
Goddamn, they do.
So here's what I know about hockey going in. Yeah. I'm going to name some players. I know Wayne Gretzky.
Sure.
I played.
Fair.
I think it was whatever the hockey game for PlayStation was. Was it Game Day? No, that was football.
Which is the one they were playing in
NHL 94?
In Swingers.
In Swingers.
That's what they were playing in NHL 94.
So played that as a kid. Loved
it. You know Gretzky.
Played floor hockey in elementary school.
We played floor hockey.
After school floor hockey, which I loved. There was a kid named Stuart Wheeler who played actual hockey. Loved that I remember that name. So he would fucking shoot from opposite. It was all on the carpet. They had just redone our elementary school.
Carpet?
We had carpet. So we had after school basketball and floor hockey on the carpet.
Basketball on the carpet?
It was great. It was awesome. I mean, it was like
true
athletic.
Bounces? Oh, wow.
Yeah, you got true bounces. And but this kid Stewart would fucking
fling it,
flip it
from the opposite end and go
score
in.
Every
it
time.
Was mind-boggling.
I love it.
But so even that made me interested in just hockey because I was like, holy shit, I'm watching a kid who actually plays on real ice crush it on the carpet. You know, does the ice match the carpet, as the kids would say?
Does the ice match the carpet is a big question that a lot of kids ask.
Yeah.
I think what's amazing is that usually when teams get expanded, and you actually touched on this, Jay, Vegas was not supposed to be good, and they've been good. So
it's all about who's your goalie in
hockey.
That's right.
What if you guys
get a great goalie?
If you guys get the Montreal Canadiens goalie, Carey Price, who had a great run and they made it all the way to the finals this last year, and he is really one of the best goalies out there.
He is, huh?
What if you got him? What if you got him? Like, if you have a good goalie.
Is that still on the table?
Yeah, because the draft stuff, like, guys, you never know.
Trades get made.
And then
each team, I think, has a one player
that's unprotected that you can.
To go to the expansion.
So that's what I wasn't aware of. And that's why the draft, expansion draft, is so cool. Apparently, every team can protect how many people?
Well, I think there's like maybe one or two guys that you can't protect.
And then
I'm not
27
sure.
is just open season?
So, no. You protect a bunch, but there's like one or two that you don't protect. That they're like, you can come and take these guys.
Gotcha.
And so the fascinating thing for me is that there are 30 guys. Because we think about it in terms of comedians. There are comedians who really want to get up and perform at the Comedy Store. Mm-hmm. Okay, who really want their shot. And they're good. And they're really good. But it's just jammed. It's like impossible to get spots at the Comedy Store.
Yeah.
We put in for as many as we can. We get one a week. And we're like, it's just a lot of great people here.
I know.
But then all of a sudden, like, Joe Rogan moves to Austin, Texas, and so does Tom Segura, and Joey Diaz moves back
to White guy opening.
So there's just,
right?
But the point is that, like, suddenly there's more slots and
totally.
Suddenly there's more times. And then there's a wave of, like, 10 to 15 new comedians who didn't get the shot, but they're amazing.
Yes.
And they come in and they just are crushing it because they have the opportunity. There are 30 hockey guys out there right now that are saying to themselves, with this expansion and the new teams,
I'm going to get a chance to play,
which to me is exciting. You've got like that next wave of people.
Because there could be superstars waiting in the wings
that you just don't know about.
Have the opportunity.
And also,
there's something very cool, and this will be cool when the Sonics come back, about being
Keep saying that.
When the songs come back, my parents get back together.
I can get an erection again. What?
What?
These are all things not in that order that I want. But just to have I think the owner said it on the stage for the draft where he was like, "You guys are a part of the first like this is the first Kraken team, and him saying that was very cool to be like,
it's historic.
You are always going to be known as the first Kraken group, team, and that's very cool.
I just think Seattle's going to support it. I think it's exciting. I'm glad that there's hockey going to. For me, I always say that I love hockey going to a city that it kind of fits and it makes sense. Seattle's the city that makes sense. Like if they're like, hey, we're doing a new hockey team in El Paso, Texas, or Austin, Texas, I'd be like, stop.
No.
Do not do team in Austin. If you want a basketball team down there, you can do a basketball team.
That, and that is part of the reason why it was so frustrating that like a team
Tampa Bay,
Tampa Bay
wins, because you're like, right, outside of the walls of this arena, how many people in Tampa Bay give
there
a
are
shit?
Some, oh, really?
But like, it's
some.
Not the same.
So there's certain places that have teams that
Montreal,
the fans don't...
like Montreal, who played Tampa
the
Bay.
Normal
in the
normal person walking down the street in Montreal knows more about the Canadiens than the normal person on meth in Tampa Bay who's
hilarious.
Walking, trying to walk their alligator with their shirt and shoes off down the street. Probably doesn't, probably couldn't tell you who the grind line on their team was. So, I mean, that's why we're saying this is actually the
loser.
Seattle's a good place.
You don't know what the grind line is, you loser.
Don't know. You don't know. You don't know what the grind line is.
Now, give me the top teams in hockey that I should be paying it. I know the Ducks because of our boy Emilio Estevez, right? So I'm a fan of them right out of the gate.
Those are all eighth graders. Those
That's what's so unbelievable about
they
this.
They took a team of eighth graders to the Stanley Cup
put them in the NHL finals.
I
mean,
don't realize.
So
they don't know. You go back and watch it.
So here's who's going to be good. And I'm a sucker for old franchises like the original six. So
the Islanders are going
to
be good.
The New York Islanders will be good. They almost made it to the Stanley Cup. Tampa Bay will be great again next year. Vegas is always good. They've got a great team. I think Nashville has a team that's really good that could eventually. The Predators.
Predators.
Also
wait, I thought New York had the Rangers.
So
New York City
has
the Rangers.
Long Island has
the Islanders.
The New York Islanders. So there's that. And so those, in my opinion, are really the good teams. The Blues were okay for a while, but not really. Colorado Avalanche has a great team.
Yeah.
They're really good. So, I mean, those are the teams to kind of look for.
The Sharks,
before.
I think I had a starter jacket that was San Jose Sharks.
San Jose
1998
Sharks starter
teal.
Jacket.
Teal.
I actually think it wasn't bought for me from my mother. I think I had a Sonic starter jacket, and then she, by the way, it was like an
amazing.
Authentic classic. I
Where
wore
is
every
that now?
Snow day.
Where is it?
She gave it away.
No.
Because
no.
She just was like, it didn't fit anymore. I was like, fucking, of
Mom.
Course it did. You
Mom.
Bought it when I was a fat kid. It was five sizes too big,
now,
and now it fits perfectly.
It's perfect.
But I had a Sharks jacket that I think I took from a Lost and Found that the person said, this has been here for weeks. And I was like, jackpot.
It's not anymore. Not anymore. I'll take it off your hands.
It's Goodwill.
So it's Goodwill, yeah. There's so much about hockey that I want to go back now and investigate. Like Lemieux. Here are the guys I know of, right?
Yeah.
Gretzky, Lemieux.
These are
Jaromir
classes.
Jagr, right?
Yeah. Jagr was a mullet. In
was
action.
That a Boston Bruin guy?
No,
he was the Penguins.
Who's
as well.
A famous Boston Bruin guy?
There's many famous Boston.
Lemieux was.
Lemieux was
a Penguins.
Lemieux was Penguins.
Was Pittsburgh Penguins.
Who was a guy? I remember playing a left-hander in. I'm thinking of Fulton Reed from Mighty Ducks, but he was the fucking.
Who?
There was Knuckle Puck, Kenan Thompson. Who was the boss? There was a left-handed Boris? Is his name Boris?
No.
On the Boston Bruins. Left-handed.
No, I don't know
name
who
another
that.
Famous guy on the
Cam Neely.
Cam Neely was famous.
Yes.
He used to do comedy specials with Dennis Leary in Boston when
no
they bring
way.
Them
yes,
to Boston.
Yes, yes, yes. Comics
cancer.
Come Home.
Comics
yep.
Come Home. That was all Cam Neely. I can't think of it. Let's take a break. Let's take a break. When we come back, we got some quick hits to discuss with, and we didn't even talk about the NBA Finals, how great it was that Giannis Antetokounmpo. We'll talk a little bit about that on the other side. Adam Ray is our great guest. If you're not following him on his social media, Adam Ray Comedy, what are you doing? Do it and follow us too. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. We got Adam Ray with us. Want to mention, we have a Patreon. It is just go up to patreon.com, search Sklar Brothers, you'll find it. We're doing new episodes of Cheap Seats. Yes, our old classic show from ESPN.
We did International Slap Fights. Jay and I just picked the next 4 months of shows that we're going to be doing. We're going to record those in the next couple weeks. We are so excited.
One a month. It's pretty unbelievable. There's a battle of the network stars in there. That's all,
that's all we're going to say. It's going to be so much fun, and we are so happy with how it came out.
Asner.
A young Ed Asner.
The hairy shoulders of Ed Asner will make that appearance.
That will happen. So go, again, follow us on Patreon.
It's a great way to support us. Really not a big cost. And you get tons of extra
five
content.
Bucks a month. It's going to be so much fun. All right. Before we get into quick hits, Adam Ray, I got to ask you a question about the NBA Finals. Did you watch? Were you
I did.
Glued to it?
Glued to it.
Are you excited for a small market team like
yes.
Milwaukee to win? Okay.
Yes.
Do you love Giannis?
You know what? Yes, I do. I think just because, especially if you have seen his progression, like,
oh yeah, he was 6'9", 190 when he came in the league.
Totally.
And a guy who was like
6'11",
can
now,
handle the ball, 245? Pass it, 6'11", 245.
People forget that these superstars, even Kobe and LeBron, like, you know, LeBron actually not as much as Kobe, like having an adjustment period and truly acclimating to the league. I feel like LeBron was pretty phenomenal right out of the gate.
Straight out the gate. And he had to be.
Totally. And Kobe, even like those first few years, had to grow in and figure it out.
He did.
But it's so, and same thing with like comedy. Like we look at people that are so at the top of their game and fail to recognize like the
journey throughout the years.
Yeah, man. And so if you really look at Giannis's growth, it's pretty remarkable, and I think it's great for a small market team. I think it's hilarious that they look, Middleton and Jrue Holiday are so great, and I think it's unfair.
Middleton was a second round pick, and Jrue Holiday was a guy who played for the Pelicans who took some time off of basketball for his wife, who is a professional soccer player. It is a fascinating story, and both guys are just good role players who stepped in. PJ Tucker, another role player on Houston, who they literally.
Bobby Portis.
Oh, yeah. What's amazing?
Bobby Portis' speech. After when he won, and he's just like, his eyes were wide open, and he was just like, man, I can't believe I'm here, and this is the best thing that ever happened in my career. And I'm like, these guys loved it.
They were so grateful.
Well, but it may set the blueprint for other teams for when the Sonics come back to Seattle and how you build your team.
Just
get one
great superstar
and a bunch of other role players that can help
you think
fill in the gaps.
Game's going to go back to that a little bit?
I think here's the problem with super teams is, I mean, it's about a couple things. One, it's about who can stay healthy. They almost lost Giannis. If they did, they would have lost the series.
Yeah, that's...
But the fact that he played is remarkable. And then the fact that he played as well as he did on a closeout game to score 50 points, 50 years after they won their last championship, for him to go 17 of 19
from
the free throw line when he was, like, just abysmal.
Yeah.
Is like
the teams that win in the end, in the history of the NBA, the teams that win, their superstars show up and give superstar performances.
Yeah.
And
like Chris Paul did a great performance, but it wasn't a superstar. Devin Booker kind of shrunk in this last moment, but he's a young kid. He's going to be great for a long time. If Chris Paul sticks around and plays for them.
Do you think they get back?
Phoenix?
I don't know.
It depends how good the rest of the teams in the West are.
Great coach. Amazing coach.
I love Monty Williams. The seas parted a little bit for them.
Injuries. They were able
on the West. In
overcome.
The West.
Yeah.
The Lakers were non-existent. The Clippers lost Kawhi. I think if the Clippers had Kawhi and Paul George, there's no way. The Clippers would have gone to the
too
finals.
Too strong, yeah.
I think the Clippers would have won it all, truthfully.
Wow.
That's how good I think they were.
But the truth is, like, I love even a team and a guy like Luka Doncic. I mean
that team is so dangerous.
So like I think basketball is in the best shape it can possibly be.
You want the wealth spread around.
You want as many fan bases to go into a season saying we could do this.
Yeah. So Dallas, people in Dallas are like, we got a shot. In LA, both the Lakers and the Clippers are like, no, this is us. Phoenix is like, we can get back there. It's amazing. Like Utah's
always in the
Utah. Utah's like, we got Denver. It's like, we're great.
Yeah, wow.
How about that Utah mountain time zone? You talk about regional things in terms of the sound.
All right, let's do quick
hits
so we can get him out of here. Okay. Let's do it. A fan was banned from every baseball stadium for hitting a Red Sox player with the ball.
We're now getting to this plus.
Is this fan Eve Bartman, Steve Bartman's sister? That's
no. But like you throw a ball. Like,
so Alex Verdugo tried to flip a ball.
Right.
And of course it's a Yankees fan. Tried to flip a ball to a Red Sox fan, which is kind of on him. It's like, don't do that in New York. Stadium.
Don't even engage.
In New York, if you were to throw something to someone in New York on the subway, it's going to get thrown back.
A Yankees fan intercepted his flip up to the Red Sox fan. And then all of the other Yankees fans started going, throw it back.
Like, so it's kinda, like it becomes like a date rape.
Peer pressure.
Wait, I'm sorry. It was in Fenway, right?
No, it was in New York. Yankee Stadium.
So Verdugo's out in the outfield. He goes to throw the ball up to a Boston fan who's in Yankee Stadium. Yankees fan intercepts it, and then everyone starts chanting, throw it, throw it, throw it.
Which you can understand the interception because it's like, hey, man, like that's the Yankee fans being like, I don't want you guys connecting.
Yeah.
You know, over anything
you
in my house.
You can't have a moment in my house.
Yeah, you know
you
what I'm saying?
Have a moment in my house.
Yeah.
Right, but don't throw it at
the
guy.
Plan.
You
no.
can throw it.
So this dummy threw
the ball
it.
And give it to a Yankee
fan. So they banned him. So they banned him from all stadiums, but I'm like,
How is anyone going to know? You have to now educate all of your ticket takers to look for this guy.
Also, do you know how easy it is to buy a cheap mustache?
Right.
And what? I mean, I don't
know.
Scalp
a ticket. Okay, so he's not allowed to. So he's not allowed to buy tickets online officially. Scalp a ticket. Buy it off of StubHub.
Yeah.
He's getting in.
He's getting in.
So this is not a good punishment. We've said this all along. Randy and I said there needs to be stadium jail.
Yep.
Put him in stadium jail
underneath,
and put him on the big screen.
And
put things in there. Like I don't know how you
rats, pizza rat from New York, from the subway.
Look, every baseball stadium is looking for more in-game entertainment.
There you go.
Stadium jail camp is a fucking great
stadium
idea.
Stadium jail, release, and you leave him in there for like weeks,
and you just say
weeks. I was thinking
weeks,
innings, but this
weeks.
Is a great idea.
You get the whole fan base to start chanting, "Release the rats!
Release the rats!"
Oh my god, maybe that's where the streakers go. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying.
There. So you got to now stand with someone with a shriveled penis sitting next to you.
Shriveled penis, and you put in like,
release the rats.
Release the rats.
Oh,
release the rats.
God,
right. Stadium jail. All right, next. German national team left the field in a tune-up match for the Tokyo Olympics. U.S., by the way, did not qualify. I need to state that.
U.S. is just
in soccer,
having a rough.
The women's team did their impression on the men's team and lost. But the German team left the field after one of their players received a racist taunt from a Honduran player.
That's right.
Jordan Taranariga is the child of Nigerian immigrants. You know, this is not unlike Giannis' story, okay? He's German, but he's a child of Nigerian immigrants. By the way, it's got to feel good for Germany for once to be like, hey, we were targeted by racism, all right?
That's right. You know,
we're leaving the field.
We're leaving the field. We're taking our ball and going home.
Yeah, we're not the bad guy in the racist story.
Finally.
Right?
Yeah.
Although really the dude has faced racism in Germany. I need to say that.
Germany isn't. Their hands aren't clean of this.
I'm glad that Germany stood up. I'm glad that the German team stood up and they walked out, right?
Yeah.
They should. And Honduras... Seriously, racism is going to come from Honduras?
Come on, Honduras.
Austria, I get.
Honduras. Come on, name of your next special.
Come on, Honduras. You're not Guatemala. Maybe Sweden or Denmark, but Honduras?
Come on,
bro.
Come on, Honduras would be a great sitcom.
Yeah.
come on, Honduras.
Honduras.
Last story. Saquon Barkley will be accepting all his future endorsement money in the form of Bitcoin.
Stupid. Why?
Because he's gotten used to losing with the Giants, and he wants the same feeling with his financial portfolio. I guess.
Hilarious. What is the? Have you guys gone down the rabbit hole of Bitcoin? And
I couldn't even tell
crypto?
You.
I feel like I'm missing the boat, but I also feel like it's a little QAnon-y, where it's like I know what I hear like bits and pieces, and I'm just like, nah, not for me. Like people that are like, Tom Hanks was pretty convincing as a kid and big, and you're like, all right, go invest in what you're going to invest in.
That's right.
I think we have different thoughts.
No. Here's how I feel about it. It's the same way I feel about gambling in Vegas. We work so hard to make every dollar we make.
We're hustlers.
It's like rubbing sticks together to get a fire going in the TV show alone. That's where we are in our lives. Yes. That's the career we've chosen. Yes. That's the business. People aren't just throwing money at us, bonuses left and right. We're hustling to make everything happen.
Yeah.
So why would I sit down at a table and in like an hour and a half lose $2,000 of those dollars?
Oh,
just
terrifying.
Toss it out the window. I can't do that. It doesn't feel good. Same thing with Bitcoin. Why should I... You know, you always hear from people like, oh, you got to get into Bitcoin. You got to check it out. It's like, I have this Bitcoin that's worth, I bought it at $7,000 and I bought $7,000. Now it's worth $65,000. And you're like, wow, that's amazing. That's huge. So you're going to sell it. And they're like, no, I'm going to hang on to it. And then 3 weeks later, you're like, how's that $65,000 Bitcoin? You're like, oh, it's down to one. Well, you lost $6,000 in 3 days.
Oh, my God.
Like, I can't live on that roller coaster.
I can't do that.
I will shit my pants every 5 minutes.
So if you are an athlete, why would you want to get paid in a currency that is...
That you could totally... So, Saquon Barkley, you're making... Fine, you're making $11 million. Yes, he's playing with house money when it comes to... This is just endorsement money on top of that. You're not going to go broke. I understand that. But, like, what if your endorsement money equals, like, $4 million? You put it all into a Bitcoin, and then suddenly that becomes $250,000. But you still got to go out and, like, do the endorsements.
Yeah.
You still got to go do the commercials. What are you getting, like, $6 an hour as
maybe
it drops off the table?
Also, once somebody told me that you could, a fart could be an NFT, I was like, I'm out.
I don't understand it.
Seems like it's not a business for me.
And that is what Eli Manning was going to get paid in farts.
Farts.
That's what Cooper Manning was paid in.
There we go. That's it. Adam Ray, appreciate you. We're going to do, for our Patreon fans, we want to ask him a question about his performance in the celebrity basketball tournament and the championship game. We'll call it a championship game, even though there were no tournaments and no games. we have a special interview on the other side of this break with... Al Gore, President, Vice President, former Vice President Al Gore.
Or was that for last week? Or that's this week.
That's this
right.
week. Yeah. So Vice President Al Gore, we interviewed him last week about who he was rooting for in the NBA
Finals.
NBA Finals. And you can guess that he was not a big fan of the Suns.
No.
And that's the inconvenient truth. We're going to talk to him on the other side of this break, so don't go anywhere. Thanks so much.
Well played.
Tables, hotel strings, and ships that sail. We swim with sharks and fly with aeroplanes in the air.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Very, very excited to have this next gentleman on. He is the architect of, I'm going to say it, I'm going to give him credit for it.
He created the internet.
Created the internet. As many people tried to make that a joke that he didn't do it.
Randy, remember when we were in college and we were sophomores in college and someone called my phone line and said, do you want to work on the information superhighway?
And we're like, what? We don't know.
It might have been someone who worked for this guy.
We're, of course, talking about the great Al Gore. And what I want...
Vice President now. Former
Vice President. And could have been president if the right chads were hanging the right way. Al Gore is with us. Am I quite...
Well, the right chad. Ironically, that man's name, I remember him. His name was Chad.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, it was. He worked for me for a very brief time. Uh-huh. He then went on to join the Starbucks community, becoming a barista, very successful, invested very early, and of course it's now doing quite well.
Sure. So I want to ask you about the notion of the, first of all, are you following the NBA Finals? Because, you know, someone told me that you were a huge NBA fan.
Am I following the NBA Finals? Is Vladimir Putin involved in the ransomware scheme happening?
Yes, absolutely.
So I guess you are. I guess you are.
Question answered.
I am following it indeed.
So who are you rooting for? I mean, it's you
Phoenix,
come from
Milwaukee.
Tennessee, and you're talking about Phoenix and Milwaukee. You're a man of the country, but like
where do your allegiances lie?
Exactly. Where were they?
Well, here's the problem, fellas. You know, I am a man of the country, but more than that, I'm a man of the planet.
Yes.
And I look at what's happening today, not only in the United States, but across the world.
Exactly.
And I see that we have a team in the Phoenix Suns who have in their very name a word that right now is demonstrably causing an immeasurable amount of damage to our
environment. Can't argue with that.
The sun. We don't need another sun. So I cannot root for the sun for that reason. And by the way, I talked to Adam Silver about this. I said, Adam, you're making a mistake.
Yeah. Yep.
Do not let this pass.
What could we
said,
have called
Well, them? Al, in the day and age of election frauds and accusations, what do you want me to do? You want me to have him take a fall to flop? I said, well, that's your call.
So you left it open for him to possibly create a flop.
Well, look, what's worse, having the sun fall for one season or having the sun fall for all time?
That's
behind a cloud of dust.
Yeah. Wow, that is bleak, but it is so important.
Which would you rather have, the apocalypse or the L.A. Clips?
Yeah, the apocalypse or the L.A. Clips is really...
That's fair.
What if they were called the Phoenix Apocalypse? I mean, because it's 130 degrees.
Why are the Lakers in Los Angeles? The Lakes are in the Midwest.
Well, so it originally was a team from Minnesota. It was the Minnesota Lakers. So what did we call them?
Maybe it was predicting that the Pacific Ocean would one day, not so distant future, be a lake.
God, it's so true.
They should call it the Phoenix Zombies.
Or the Phoenix Fake Boobs, right?
I like that.
The Phoenix blue chunky jewelry sold to women in
Scottsdale. You're getting hotter.
It's getting hot in here.
That's right. How about the Phoenix Misters? Because you ever go to a restaurant in Phoenix, there's always outdoors, there's misters out there.
Well, I don't know. That seems to be an insinuation that I won't follow down.
Okay. Got it.
Misters.
Got it. All right, well,
there you go.
Al Gore has emphatically said it. He will not root for the Phoenix Suns.
And he did not root for the Phoenix
Suns.
And I did not. Although I will say that Dario Saric, who is a great player, one that I really appreciate. You know, he wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for my and President Clinton's stewardship of the Bosnian conflict.
That's a great point. You opened the door for Saric to get here.
The Croats and the Serbs, Slobodan Milosevic.
Yeah.
We handled it.
Yeah.
And then we did it.
Slobie, they were throwing bombs at him, and now he's throwing bombs from downtown.
Well put. Al Greiner. I didn't realize you were so...
It's fun to talk sports with Al
Gore. It's so much fun to talk sports with Al Gore. I mean, and I would say that. You know what that is? I call that a convenient truth.
There you go.
Al Gore,
thanks for joining us.
Hey, this is Al Gore on the ones and twos. I can play a strong four, but I like getting down and dirty at the five.
You do. I love it, man. Hey. You can switch him on anybody, and he can defend the way he defends. That's why I want this man
protecting
you. You
know, I could touch rim in ninth grade.
I bet you could pick and pop whenever you had a chance.
You've seen the rim a lot in my day, is what I had.
I've seen a lot of rims in my day.
All right, there you go. Sorry. Al Gore, everybody. Al Gore, thank you so much.
Thank you, fellas.
Good to have you
Don't forget to turn off that AC. Keep it up to 82 degrees.
We will. All right, Al Gore, that was incredible. Al Gore, got to give props to the man himself for joining in. I mean, I'm sure he was excited that the Suns didn't win in the end.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a victory for animals, bucks. We're not buckling under the pressure of increased sunlight. Mm-hmm. And I know that that's important to him to keep things moving forward. And that is the show. Thank you, Adam Ray. Follow us on Patreon for new episodes of Cheap Seats and extra content like the great stories that Adam Ray told about his time at the Celebrity All-Star Game. It is insane when he decided to potentially put Brad Williams, another comic, into
a backpack,
a child's backpack, and carry him onto the court. And the NBA said no. You'll hear that and much more at the Patreon. Go to patreon.com, look up Sklar Brothers, subscribe, $5 a month. You get all this great content. We love you guys. Punch a waterfall, and we'll see you next week.
A podcast network.